You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day. It is the start of the day.
Stat of the Day is brought to you by ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. As we reach the end of June, Shohei Ohtani has put together this month. He has an 11-game hit streak, a career-high 8 RBI day against Kansas City, a career-high 13 strikeouts against Kansas City. He hit the hardest home run of his career at 118 miles per hour, and he is currently in the midst of 21 and two-thirds consecutive innings without allowing a run.
That's very impressive. Yeah, they're four games under 500.
It's not his fault, though.
How do you have Ohtani and Mike Trout in your four games under four?
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy, right?
Staggering mismanagement from the Los Angeles Angels. It has to be the worst organization. It has to be the worst organization in sports, right? It has to be.
I legit am staggered. Like, that guy's supposed to be the greatest baseball player of all time, and this guy's supposed to be the next greatest player of all time.
Yes.
What was it, last night? They combined for, like, four of six and, like, three home runs or whatever, and they lost 11-4.
How are you not able to build around that?
I got to find the exact...
And by that, I mean not one but two generational baseball players.
I mean, Ohtani might be a multiple generational player.
Yes.
We haven't seen anything like this since Babe Ruth.
This is more an indictment on baseball, though. Like, it takes more than two guys to win in baseball. Like, obviously, even the NBA, if you had two guys this, they'd be better.
I agree with you. The randomness of baseball, I get it.
You're crushing the Angels here. Don't crush Shohei. Mike Trout,
no,
that's
I'm not.
Wrong.
I'm not crushing Trout. No, what I'm saying is you have two generational players, and you can't build a roster around that? Are you kidding me?
That's fair.
Yeah.
So the Angels a couple of nights ago, Trout hit a home run, and Ohtani was 3-3 with a home run, two doubles, and a walk. The Angels lost the game 11-4.
It's amazing.
And it's not like the Angels are cheap either. Their payroll is $190 million.
Yeah. I know. Who are they paying?
Well, was it Rendon was the guy that they paid?
Rendon really hurt. Like, they got him off. I'm not certain if it was an MVP season. They won the World Series. He won the World Series with the Nats that year. And then signed the big free agent deal and has played like 120 games over three seasons. Like, and they spent a lot of money there. But they're in a big enough market, Witty, with two great players where they should be able to overcome that. You know, it's baseball.
Yeah.
You have those two in the middle of your lineup and one pitching every fifth day.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
It's actually, it has to be, this should be a much bigger story. How bad the Angels organization is. I guess because they don't play in New York or something, but why isn't on like the A block of First Take? God, the Angels are horrific, aren't they? What is wrong with them?
I don't think you would find a team anywhere in baseball.
Anywhere in sports. Anywhere in any
where they have two players like that. And they're lousy. And not just lousy this year. They're always lousy.
Yeah. For me, the only comparison is like PSG in soccer, where they currently have Messi, Mbappe, and Neymar.
Yeah.
And no one thinks they can win the Champions League.
Right.
Because that team is so poorly put together. But in American professional sports, I don't think you can come up, maybe like the Edmonton Oilers, but they just got to a conference finals with
the Lakers,
with McDavid. Yeah, LeBron and Anthony Davis.
And Russell Westbrook.
Well, right. Russell Westbrook. I mean.
But, you know, in terms of names.
But these are two generational guys in their prime, like right in the middle of their prime.
Yeah, that are performing, like at least Anthony Davis is an injury.
Right.
And they won a title.
Shohei Ohtani plays every day. Mike Trout plays every day, and they stink.
So the Padres, who were terrible forever, signed Machado during one offseason, and they got Tatis.
Yeah.
And they've been good ever since.
Yeah.
Like, they built around that, I mean. And the Angels have these two guys.
How do you not have, like, luck into one? They also have Noah Syndergaard.
Right, you luck into a third guy.
Yeah, how do you not luck into just, like, decent players all around them?
Has Syndergaard been good for them?
I have no idea.
No. Thor?
You just wanted to get to Thor. You don't know what his baseball reference page is.
I'm not even certain he's pitched.
Stu Gatz, on the subject of baseball.
Yes.
Yesterday you delivered quite the rant about Freddie Freeman.
I did, yeah.
And there have been several developments since.
Mm-hmm.
So Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports Radio has since tweeted that apparently the Dodgers, or that Freddie Freeman's agent never presented Freddie Freeman with the final offer from the Braves. And that's why he fired him. The agency that this agent works for has vociferously denied those allegations, saying that, you know, they're...
You could have just said denied, right?
Why, you know, vociferously?
What,
okay. You know,
what does that mean? Strongly denied?
Strongly denied.
It's not just a regular denial. It's
like,
you object? No, I strongly object.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Got it.
I strenuously object.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Fine. Yes. Yeah. Finding myself.
So there is now... The waters have been muddied on what actually has happened here. Freddie Freeman, or I don't know, Doug Gottlieb is saying Freeman wasn't presented the final offer from the Braves, thought that he only had an offer from the Dodgers, and so he took the offer from the Dodgers, but apparently there was an offer, but there might not have been an offer because the agency has denied that.
So the agency is saying they did indeed get an offer from the Braves, they presented said offer to Freddie Freeman, and they have proof. They have receipts.
Yeah, so the statement it says here, Doug Gottlieb tweeted a wholly inaccurate characterization of our negotiations with the Atlanta Braves on behalf of Freddie Freeman. We are immediately evaluating all legal options to address the reckless publication of inaccurate information.
Mm.
Hate to break it to XL Sports, but there's no legal ramifications for tweeting something.
Mm. No?
He's reporting something.
Well, you can tweet anything?
I mean, and face a lie. I don't even know.
But he's reporting something that is damning to the agency.
Yeah.
He's a credible guy reporting something.
Is there defamation on Twitter?
I think so. No, but like, it's not just like, hey, you're dumb. It's like, hey, you basically acted unethically with your client.
Correct.
Which is damaging to their, I mean, they go to a court and say, look, this is damaging to our business, our ability to not only retain our client, which we didn't, but also to attract other clients. We'll be known as the agency that hides offers from players.
This is a credible media member who is saying our agency didn't do good by our client.
Yeah.
This
that might affect future business with other clients.
Right.
Of course.
I think, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I find it hard to believe the agency did not present Freddie Freeman with his contract offer from the Braves. And I find it even more difficult to believe that no one from the Braves ever said, hey, we made an offer to your agency, and Freddie Freeman said, hey, I don't want to see it. I mean, there's no way. Freddie Freeman knew his options. He chose the Dodgers. He went back to Atlanta, got a couple of standing ovations, and said what he had to say, and did whatever he thought was the right thing to do, which I think was a horrible thing to do, because I don't believe that agency did that.
Horrible? To fire the agent, you mean? Well, I mean, but we don't know why he fired the
agent. Agency's job is to get offers.
But why did he fire the agent? I think that's the big thing. It's like, okay, He didn't fire them because they hid an offer. That's not true. So why did he fire them?
So the way the story, the way I understand it is they signed, the agency was dragging its feet in terms of negotiations.
Uh-huh.
And so the Braves then signed Matt Olson because they felt like they weren't getting Freddie Freeman back. And once they signed Matt Olson, the door had closed in Atlanta for Freddie Freeman. And maybe Freddie's upset about that, but Freddie could have taken the offer that he got from the Atlanta Braves and never let it get to that point. No, I find it hard to believe that Freddie Freeman did not know that he had an offer from the Atlanta Braves.
Maybe that's why he fired them, that they dragged their feet.
Listen,
and as a result, the Braves basically took themselves out of it.
How about enough with Freddie Freeman? Yeah, $160 million. You told everyone at some point that going home wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. He's from L.A. The Dodgers won a World Series a year ago. He's playing on the best team in baseball with the most money in baseball. Like, enough. Like, your agent's job is to get you as many offers, as many good offers as possible.
Well, he didn't get them a good offer.
But you
in
have
time,
final
right?
say. Well,
in time.
In time, yes. Yeah. It's. I imagine they presented Freddie with his offer. The agent was like, well, we got the Dodgers over here.
Right.
They said, okay, enough. We're going with Matt Olson before we don't get either of these guys. We were running the risk here of not getting Olson, a guy we would get to replace Freddie Freeman, and we're running the risk of not re-signing Freddie Freeman. Therefore, we're just going to take Olson because we know Olson wants to be here. But if Freddie Freeman wanted to remain an Atlanta Brave, all Freddie Freeman had to do was say, hey, I want to stay here, figure it out now. He never said it.
You know what I think is weird? You know what I think is weird, Sugats, in this whole thing?
What's that?
Is that Freddie Freeman, when did he sign, right? When did he sign with the Dodgers?
I'm not certain of the exact.
This offseason.
Yes, this off. Yeah. But when?
Oh, like date? I don't know.
Like roughly, give me a rough. Right, like March 18th is the new story I have here. Freddie Freeman signs with Dodgers. March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
April 18th, May 18th, June 18th. 3 months and change. Goes to go play at Atlanta for the first time, does his dog and pony show at the press conference, fires his agent. It took you 3.5 months to figure that out?
Yep.
Wouldn't that have happened right at the moment?
Correct.
Why did it take this long?
He went back to Atlanta for the first time since he left Atlanta, and the fans gave him standing ovations and showered him with love.
Yep. You want to do it, or should I, Stugatz, double down? Let's double down on this fraud. This fraud, Freddie Freeman. Fraudy Freeman. Freddie Fraudman. Fraudy Fraudman.
I thought we were going after Gottlieb.
No. That's the exit right there.
I wanted to.
That's